Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This service is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Nevada?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. What is the year of your birth?
1865.
Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yeah, Hispanic.
And in this case, will be Mexican, Mexican American, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, or another?
What was the first ones you said?
Mexican or Mexican American?
Mexican American.
Thank you. What is your race? Select all that apply. White, Black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish, or another one?
Hispanic, Latino.
Okay. Thank you very much. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma, or equivalent, some college but no degree, associated degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, or doctorate?
I graduated and I went to 4 years of trade school.
A bachelor's degree will be that, right?
No, it was a journeyman. Journeyman.
Okay, we can call it associate degree, right?
Okay,
no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
5.
5. Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first name that we have on the list is Kamala Harris. Remember, 0 is very cold and unfavorable, 5 will be neutral, and 10 very warm and favorable. And you can choose any number.
5.
5, okay. Senator Jackie Rosen.
That's about 6.
Donald Trump.
That's 0.
The Democratic Party.
6.
The Republican Party.
0.
J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance, let's go 4.
4. Joe Biden.
I'll give him 4 too.
And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I'll give it 6.
Thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third-party, on the side, would vote for other political offices but not for president, would not vote at all in the upcoming elections.
I'm undecided right now.
Thank you. If you have to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or their independent?
I'm not secure right now.
Okay. Thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if...
Or definitely not Trump.
But any other candidate that you feel, that you consider you could vote? I mean, this is just like, even though you don't have a decision, who you think you're leaning towards?
Leaning towards Junior.
Junior, okay. Will be Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I'd have to keep a Democrat.
Sorry?
Democrat.
Oh, Democrat. Okay, thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A. Voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life the most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. To which statement do you feel more closer to?
Two,
okay. And to this statement, do you feel somewhat more closer or much more closer?
Which one? The same statement?
With the statement that you choose. My personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Do you feel somewhat more related or much more related?
Relative.
Sorry?
Just relative?
Yeah, somewhat or much more?
Oh, somewhat.
Thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Second, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Third, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
Two.
Sure. Okay, thank you. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The future of the country, do you feel negative or positive?
Negative.
What about your own future?
I was positive. Depends on what happens with the government.
Okay. And what about the future of the planet?
Oh, negative.
Okay. Thank you. From your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you, or has it been about the same?
It's been about the same for me.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. I will read the options now. It is too difficult for me to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. I don't have time to vote because voting doesn't change things that matter to me, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. I don't know enough about candidates. I don't like any of the candidates or other.
I don't like any of the candidates and others.
What will be other?
None of them are trustworthy. You can't trust none of them.
Okay, and no candidate is trustworthy for you. Okay. All right. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. Racist politicians, Republicans, all politicians, Democrats, or none of the above?
Racist Republicans.
Okay, thank you. Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country. 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that threat is near certainty to happen. 5 means that you are not sure. And 0 means that you believe that that threat will certainly not happen.
Okay.
The first statement, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
Okay, start that one over again. Okay.
Yeah, don't
worry. Read that again.
Yeah, the statement. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal. I remember 0 to 10, where 0 is threat will not certainly
okay,
happen.
Okay, I think he should be charged and prosecuted.
Yeah, that's what you think, but what about this statement? Do you think it is a threat that could happen or not happen?
Oh, probably, I'd say about 4. He's got everybody tied up around his finger.
Okay. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
Okay, so if I think that's okay, I want to go on the plus side, right?
If you think that will happen, it is close to 10.
Oh, I'd say about 4 on that one, too. I don't think it'll happen.
Okay.
Maybe water, but not food and water.
Okay. Okay, creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
I say about 7.
Okay. All right. Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
I say about 7 on that one also.
Okay. Thank you. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors?
Say about 5.
5, okay. Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right type of voters get to vote?
I say that's 8.
Okay. All right. Increasing political violence in response to American elections.
Say 9.
Okay. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
9.
And this is the last one. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
It's also 9.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, not a problem.
Small problem.
Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Yes.
Yes, personally experienced, or yes, someone you know?
Personally and some people I know.
Okay, thank you. Below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statement, where 10 means you're extremely concerned about that statement, and 5 means you are not neither concerned nor unconcerned about said statement, and 0 means you are not at all concerned about the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The first statement. The first statement. When we come together and vote, we can choose leaders who will work to raise our wages and crack down on wealthy corporations who are price gouging and driving up cost of living.
Six.
Okay. Second statement. MAGA Republicans are working diligently to suppress the votes of tens of thousands of Americans, sometimes by illegal intimidating practices.
Okay, if I think that if I'm against that and I think it will happen, I go to the plus side, like 7 or 8, right?
No, I mean, if you are, this is how much you're concerned about this. 0 is that you are not concerned, and 10 is that you are extremely concerned.
Oh, okay. I see 8 on that one.
Okay, thank you. MAGA Republicans are trying to silence our voices because they've been seeing what our collective power can achieve, like how we organized in unions to win higher wages against wealthy corporations.
I'd say about 4 on that.
Okay, this is the last one for this question. Now, nearly 60 years after the passage of the Civil Rights Act, racist MAGA politicians want to roll back our freedom to vote and pick their own voters.
7.
Okay. Thank you.
I thought this was a short survey.
Oh, but don't worry, Remo.
I'll finish with you. Don't worry.
Yeah. It is not that long. What happened is the options or the questions sometimes can...
Okay.
Yeah, but don't worry. Yeah, I know. Actually, we are in the final line already. So we're in the hardest part. Here it is, a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to 2. The list or the options are engaging in direct action, like attending sittings or occupying buildings, donating to political campaigns or organizations, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, volunteering for local organizations in my community, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress, voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, boycotting a company, talking to friends and family about politics, signing petitions, marching in a protest, or none of the above.
Voting on, what was the second voting one?
And we have 2. Voting in federal elections and voting in state or local elections.
Oh, in state, voting in state elections and leave the ones after that.
Boycotting a company, talking to a friends and family about politics, signing petitions and marching in a protest.
Marching in protests.
Okay, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
I'll say 6.
6, okay. One last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or their independent third party, or undecided?
I'm undecided.
If you have to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or other independent third party?
Undecided, because I wouldn't vote Trump, that's for sure.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not too strong. Not as strong.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
In this case, it would be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Mm-hmm. And are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
Yes.
Are you a current member or former member?
Retired from the union.
Okay. Do you currently own your home, your rent, or mm-hmm. you live with a friend and family?
Live with friends and family.
Okay. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
United States.
Okay. Both of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted.
Okay. Did you vote for Joe Biden? For Donald Biden. Trump? Okay. Thank you. Which of the following best describe your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student? You mentioned that retired.
Yeah. Yeah, retired and disabled.
Okay, thank you. All right, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999, between $25,000 to $34,999, $35,000 to $44,999, from $45,000 to $54,999, $55,000 to $64,999, $65,000 to $74,999.
Right there. Right there.
Okay. Thank you. All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and time, sir. Enjoy the rest of your night.
All right. Bye.
Good night.